Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll work to help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. I work with the best authorized dealers who help me make this happen. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk about how a watch that was once worn by Steve Jobs went at auction and raised a staggering amount of money. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about a watch that was once worn by Steve Jobs, which happens to be a Seiko, how it was just auctioned off, and for a staggering amount of money. This was a watch that Steve Jobs had. It was called, it was a reference 6431-6030. And it included other, in the auction, it included other pieces of Jobs memorabilia, which was authenticated by his longtime house manager, Mr. Mark Sheff, and a letter of authenticity was included. There's nothing unique or special about this watch. It's a quartz watch, and it's three-handed with an hour, minute, and second hand. It has a white dial with all 12 Arabic numerals. The hands are all black, and it has a black metal bezel. You know, because it was worn by Steve Jobs, of course, is why it raised as much money as it raised. This watch raised $42,500 in auction. And it's actually, even though it was simple and, you know, totally unassuming, nothing special, you know, very plain, it really marked the times, because the 80s was really the times of change. And this was, he was actually photographed wearing it with the iconic photo of him, you know, sitting with the first Macintosh in his lap in 1984 in his home. And this was, you know, the famous photo was taken by Norman Seeff, he got it on the first shot, but there are many shots that were taken, many photographs that were taken of Steve, but, you know, this particular photograph of Steve basically, sitting with the first Macintosh in his lap with his hands folded over and his chin on his hands. And you can clearly see the watch, very, again, unassuming, white dial, Seiko, is the watch that was auctioned off. So, you know, this just says a lot about many different things. It definitely, first of all, it adds a lot of, you know, Seiko is one of those brands in the 80s that definitely was responsible. Seiko, Citizen, you know, any of those Japanese brands, they were almost decimated the Swiss watch market, and it was a sign of change, and Apple was a sign of change in the 80s as well. So this is very much a metaphor for change. It's very much a symbol of change, and it was worn by the Thomas Edison of our time, Steve Jobs, and it's truly incredible that it could, you know, there are watches that are, you know, made that are older, that are made by very reputable watch houses, with really, you know, big names, historic names, names that you've heard of if you're in the watch business, that have been worn by famous people that have gone for far less. So it's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. The man, the symbol, the metaphor, the Seiko. So I was pretty blown away. But Seiko, of course, you know, it's one of those brands that, you know, made watches that very inexpensive and very affordable in the 80s. Now, actually, Seiko is back in the game making very expensive watches, or watches that people would never think they would make, complicated watches. You know, anti-magnetic automatic watches, and, you know, really, really expensive complications. So if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can definitely visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank DJ Flipside and Shalvoy Music for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please, you know, don't forget to follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at AmitDevHonda, and your follows and your likes and your, you know, support is very much appreciated and needed. Definitely take a look at my Facebook watch page. Don't forget to like that. I work very hard every week to come up with original content to inform you, educate you. That's a passion of mine in itself. The content is the passion, but the biggest passion is being able to deliver to you week after week. So if you like what you hear, whether it's on Podbean, who hosts this podcast, or on iTunes, or there are many others, if you just look up my podcast, It's About Time with AmitDevHonda, Google Play, there's a lot of them. You can please don't forget to like this podcast. And I'll throw the link down below for my weekly newsletter, so please sign up. It's free to join. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.